Welcome back to Farm Talk, coming to you from the Alaris Center, Grand Forks. International Sugar Beet Institute is underway, and we're going to be here doing shows the next couple of days from here. Thanks to Amity Technology for letting us sit in their booth here and broadcast from their location here at the Alaris Center the next couple of days. Lots and lots of people milling around here, but this show is all about sugar beets. Lynn Dusek is with me right now, regional sales manager with Beta Seed. Lynn, thanks for swinging by. Appreciate it. Good to meet you, my friend.
Happy to come visit with you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. First of all, your thoughts, day one of the Sugar Beet Institute. How's it going for you so
far? Boy, it's been going really well. It's a great crowd this morning, you know, and boy, nice weather outside, so getting some people out and about. And seeing some cool things on what the new and improved things in the sugar beet has going on for us. And, you know, we have different things going on in seed as well as industry as far as Amity harvesters and everything else. And a lot of things going on for us in the beet show here. So it's always fun to come.
Well, it's interesting, too, with sugar beets because it seems like there's optimism around ag right now. But I feel like... I feel like producers in sugar beets are feeling pretty good about things right about now.
Yeah, you know, the price of sugar is pretty darn strong right now, and market's been going really well. So a lot of optimism in beets coming not only this year, but upcoming years here. So this is real, real good for the valley, there's no doubt.
Well, where are you based out of?
So we're based out of, we have multiple locations. I'm based out of Fargo, North Dakota. We have warehouse locations in Grand Forks, so... the regional sales manager for the American Crystal Market, so we cover the entire market along with our independent sales agents. And here to serve all the customers and whatever they need for variety placement and anything they need as the year goes on for seed sales and service. So,
well, what are sugar beet growers talking to you about as far as seed goes right now?
You know, right now it's the biggest thing is making sure you have the right variety for the right things that you're doing on the farm. You know, last year in the American Crystal region, there's a few beets left in the field, a little bit too high of a crop out there. So, you know, some of the biggest concern is maybe some inoculum coming into this year on maybe some Cercospora. If you have a field of beets or maybe a neighbor that has a field of beets, so, you know, our beets out there from last fall, and you're going to be planting beets into a neighboring piece of land, maybe inoculum's on your concern. So a lot of questions are, do you have any what we call CR plus varieties available, that extra level plus level of tolerance for Cercospora leaf spot, as that inoculum from the leftover beet residue can always attribute to diseases going on the next year. You know, the inoculum can overwinter and move forward. So that's one thing to really consider, is to make sure that you're protected against all these pests and to put our best foot forward with the right variety that goes in that can pay you some dividends. So I'm talking to a lot of growers on that, making sure that they're geared up for the right placement and or any add-on seed needs that they may need if they picked up some extra acres or maybe they just need to switch fields or something happens on it. Sure looks by the calendar now with no snow on the ground that we might be in for an average plant date. The last couple of years it's been a little bit on the later side for us with the amount of snow and you know, late springs that we've had. So early plant date's something that we're looking forward to. Hopefully get a little moisture to get the beet stand off to the right, on the right foot, and stand establishment good. But with that said, you know, we might have the beets in, you know, 3 to 4 weeks earlier than we have the last couple of years, which means that's an extra, you know, close to a month of growth. So, you know, especially when you get into that month of September in the long range, to make sure your beets are healthy and again, to do every step forward. And again, that CR plus trait is something to definitely consider going on. And just knowing you have that extra month of growth and the age of the beet can get where it is, where fungicides are always a great thing to help us with spraying, but also have that extra level of confidence out in the field that you're going to produce as much as you can for the inputs that you put in. So.
Well, and you talked about, you know, getting an early plant. That really is there. That really does change things, doesn't it?
It sure does. It just gets really things really exciting, especially if we get this crop off on the right foot. The sky's the limit that we could have another record-breaking year again coming into 2024. So definitely looking forward to it. Again, we got a lot left between here and now. You know, March is always a roller coaster for temperatures and snowstorms and whatnot. So. But as it sits right now, it sure looks like there's could be potential for earlier an average planting date, which would be great.
Well, looking back to last season, if you give me a little recap, Lynn, on how things in your regional sales manager area that you cover, overall, I mean, I guess depending on where you're at, it's going to be a little bit of difference because you've got a pretty big area. But overall, how was it?
Overall, the crop was I would say, good to excellent across. You know, no complaints in areas. Of course, there were some drier areas and others, or maybe tonnage was a little bit lower, but the sugar contents were outstanding. Especially in those areas where then there's other areas that were maybe a little higher in tonnage and maybe the sugar contents weren't quite as good, but still good. So overall, I think bee payment reflected on how good the crop was. A little dry throughout the growing season, but then, you know, once we got a little moisture in the month of September, we retained the sugar and put on some tons as well, and just resulted in just an absolute phenomenal crop. So, I think looking around at the whole profile, I think maybe there's a little bit of concern about early season moisture, making sure we have enough to get a stand established here. Hopefully we're not too much on the dry side to keep things going, but there's so many different practices and different things that take place to kind of hold on to that moisture now for planting that it's a different game than it was quite a few years ago. So, again, just getting in that average planting date or a little bit earlier is a huge thing in the beet industry. You know, we have such a narrow window to grow in the Red River Valley, so to take advantage of any light interception days we can for the beet crop is going to be huge. So, you know, looking potentially at a real, real, real good start for us.
So producers listening to you right now, maybe getting ready to do things, what advice would you give them, sugar beet growers specifically, right now as we're sitting on March 13th?
Yeah, maybe make sure and double check with your independent sales agent on varieties you have coming to you on order. Maybe you're a little short of beet seed and you need a little bit more. We have great varieties available, both CR Plus and non-CR Plus varieties. But then again, just double check your rotation and making sure that the right variety fits the right, you know, field that it's going to go on this year. And if they need to make some changes or something, we can accommodate. Or maybe if you didn't order CR Plus seed and you're maybe thinking about trying some, there's great varieties available for that too. And just in case you're maybe having second thoughts about, maybe there is a little bit more inoculum out there potential that could be a trouble for us down the road if we get in a little bit early. So just visit about that, and otherwise we'll be delivering seed here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully get ready for planting. So,
Lynn, if they are not going to be here at the Institute here the next day or two, and they want to get more info on what's going on with beta seed, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, the easiest way is to get in contact with your independent sales agent. Otherwise, just go to betaseed.com, click on the American Crystal Market, and all of our contact information is there, along with variety information and many different things and tools on the website that you can utilize to make sure that we're all off to a great start for 2024.
Hey, Lynn, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us over here. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks again for the time.
You bet. Lynn Dusek, Regional Sales Manager, Beta Seed Incorporated. Hey, that's just the beginning. We got a lot more to come on this edition of Farm Talk. We are going to chat with Nick Revere coming up. He is ISBI Chairman, and we're going to talk about the show, the International Sugar Beet Institute. That's where we are at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, broadcasting from the Amity Technology booth here the next couple of days. Keep it locked right here on this edition of Farm Talk.